I'm Zach East. It is Music News Now on the Best Mix in the Morning show for Tuesday. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. And this year's American Music Awards nominees were announced yesterday. Artists of the Year nominees include The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift, among others. The American Music Awards will air on ABC November 22nd. Harry Styles must be pretty sure that he'll be playing arenas again soon because he's just bought part of a big one in Manchester, England. Harry, who grew up in the north end of England, is a major investor in Co-op Live, which would be the country's largest indoor venue if the 2023 opening goes as planned. It's also being designed as the most environmentally sustainable arena in Europe. The folks behind the project say that Harry Styles will be actively involved in the development of the project, with a particular focus on fans, unique premium and hospitality areas, and artist spaces. Greater Manchester is currently under the highest COVID-19 area alert levels in the country, meaning public gatherings of all kinds are strictly prohibited at this time. And Britney Spears' efforts to free herself from her dad's conservatorship just got a boost from a longtime employee who compares her situation to that of the women in the horror story A Handmaid's Tale. Brit's makeup artist, known only as Maxie, told the Calabasas podcast that we're talking about some Handmaid's Tale type things to keep her from having a baby. I can't detail it and I'm not going to specifically say, but I will say for sure, she would have had a baby by now. She would have probably been married to boyfriend Sam Asghari by now as well. She would have had groups of friends around her. In the most recent round of court dates, lawyers compared Brit to, quote, a coma patient. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show and 98.3 The Coast.